Hi, this is Lillian. I'm here with April Love of Holistic Horse Works. I saw a post from someone who had a horse that came with an old injury. It looks like a rope burn that went all the way around the pastern and over the front of the ankle. And every once in a while, it'll split open again. Either, you know, maybe he flexes too much and the scar tissue is just so hard. How can you soften that up? Because obviously, if he can't bend his ankle, he's not going to perform well.
So the issue with and what people aren't looking at is, and in my book that's on Amazon, Horse 102, Holistic Alternatives, when the horses get a wound and we're told to cold water hose the wound, it's the worst thing you can do. We are saltwater bodies. So when you cold water hose a leg wound, you're going to have yellow pus, edema, and swelling the next day. Alcohol, iodine, peroxide, all of those things are so hard on the skin cells that you're going to have scarring. And when you have scarring, you have fascia that can't move. So if you have a joint that can't move, imagine that you have to do a yoga class or run an event with jeans on that are two sizes too small around that knee, and you can't bend it. So that is what's happening to our performance horses. If you have a scar on the coronary band, that hoof is going to be not growing correctly. Also, there's 12 ting points on the horses. Wherever that scar is, that energy meridian is not going to be able to be balanced. So if you have it on a fetlock, that's an ankle joint. If you ever had a stiffed or sprained ankle, that would be your horse. If it can't move the ankle freely, it's not going to be a great jumping horse. It's not going to be a great barrel horse. It's going to be compensating higher up on other joints for that joint that can't move. So my recipe for cleaning wounds is I like tea tree oil and the Dynamite Liquid Trace Minerals. And if I have to clean out the wound, I just get a 2 or 3 quart bucket of hot water and a washcloth and tea tree oil and Dynamite Trace Minerals in it, probably 2 dropperfuls and about 10 drops of tea tree oil. And that's what I clean the wound with. The tea tree oil takes out pain, like from second degree sunburn. And the trace minerals goes in and acts like a natural antibiotic, but it helps the wound to close from the inside out. And then either just drop the trace minerals on straight, or you can put it in a small bottle with some distilled water and spray it on the wound a couple times a day. The flies hate it and they won't land on the wound. And that's $10 to treat this whole wound. You won't have yellow pus and edema the next day and the swelling and all the nasty bandages to take off and the horse kicking at you because its leg is hot and throbbing and all the bandages are sticking. So the first step is to actually get the body to heal it correctly from the inside out. And then once it's a good solid scab, I use the Dynamite Balm, B-A-L-M. It's a solid thing. It comes from the earth like that. Dynamite bought the mine, and it's a prehistoric deposit. It's just amazing. And you put it on the scab when it's not infected anymore. And it just slowly, gradually, even on old scars, eats the scar tissue without any pain. So you can even get the white hairs to go away in the next season. Even on saddle marks on the horse's back, the coat will grow back the right color for the pigment of the skin. But if you have this an old scar on a hock or a knee or a fetlock, something that needs to bend and move, you want to do the sweat. So if it's higher up in the body, we only do it for about 4 hours with clear food wrap. We just kind of put it on, duct tape it or vet wrap. And that just helps the product go in, make sure that the area is clean. And you'll just notice in a couple of weeks that the scar tissue is less. There's more flexibility in the joint. Your horse is going to be happier. If you've had all this stress going on in the joint, I highly recommend getting them on the Dynamite Free and Easy Joint Supplement. I haven't seen anything better than that without having an injection. You can use this on side bone and ring bone. We do a longer sweat overnight and we don't use the clear food wrap. I actually have this video where you can watch how we do the sweats for side bone and ring bone and arthritic knees and hocks. And also on my YouTube channel, you can find under arthritic conditions, there is a huge scar on this horse I worked on. It was in the girth area. The horse had run through an open gate, two horses side by side that didn't fit. So the whole flank got ripped open and just cut out. And there was nothing when I put my hand on it that moved in that area. So saddling up and being ridden for that horse would be really uncomfortable. And just putting the balm on for 2 days, no plastic, you could just see how all the fascia can move, the horse can breathe, it can expand the ribs more. So every scar on a horse is important, especially if you try and move the skin and nothing's moving, it's stuck. So there's an area of the body that's like wearing jeans two sizes too small. That muscle, that joint can't move fully. So in my program, I have a whole unwinding program, level one, that you can find on my website. We go through all of this. You get a 125-page workbook with all of this information, how to work on your own horse at home. It comes with my live help. And we go into wounds and arthritic conditions. You can also find my book on Amazon, Horse 102, Holistic Alternatives. And that's how I treat all the wounds, the arthritic conditions, and everything like that. So my website is Holistic Horseworks, and so is my YouTube channel and my Facebook page. Email me and hope to see you there.